This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. Be honest, are you procrastinating by listening to this podcast? It's okay. You just need Rockstar Focus. Choose from three delicious flavors, each crafted with ingredients for an ideal energy and mental boost, like Lion's Mane, 200 milligrams of caffeine, and zero sugar. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
Rihanna and ASAP give us beauty in a new short film. More of your favorite songs get removed from TikTok. New bops are coming from Cardi, Chloe, and Charlie. As we prepare to honor Charlie XCX at Women in Music, we made it to Hump Day. It's Wednesday, February 28th, and this is Billboard News. Somehow February is still happening, and the news never stops coming this month. So let's get into it for today.
Rihanna and ASAP Rocky drop a short film to show off their Fenty collab.
She was a classy dame, but she had odd ways of showing her affection. From leaving me out cold in the dark to stealing my heart.
Rihanna and her man ASAP Rocky are giving old Hollywood glam in Born to Steal yours, mine, ours.
Although the female's choices are endless, she borrows from the male for her camouflage.
The short film highlights the couple's collaborative products.
She did not steal my blazer. I can't steal any of her clothes.
They teased their collab earlier with the cutest interview clip when Complex asked Riri what would be the perfect collab with ASAP.
We did that already twice. We got two bomb-ass little boys at home.
And now we know what the Fenty Skin and Beauty product they were promoting is.
So when I finally solved the case of my missing Luxe Balm, I wasn't surprised when she surfaced. Not so fast, baby. This one's mine.
And a lot of your favorite dance trends on TikTok are gonna look like this. Get it? Because they're taking away all the sounds. From Beyonce to Bad Bunny and so many more. Even more music from TikTok is being removed, and we're telling you which artist and why.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Drake and Taylor Swift were a couple of several artists who had music removed after Universal Music Group and TikTok could not negotiate terms to keep the music giant's artists on the platform. Well, now more of your favorite artists are about to vanish. Like, remember this trend? Well, Beyoncé's Cuff It will no longer be on the talk, and here's why. Now tracks featuring UMG's songwriters are getting pulled, regardless of if the artist is UMG. So tracks from Bad Bunny, SZA, and even Harry Styles are falling victim.
No, it's not the same.
The companies can't agree on what artists should be paid, with TikTok saying it's not a streaming service. Will this affect your usage on the app? Jump in the comments and let us know. At least if you can't find music on TikTok, these artists are giving you the goods. Here's three music releases you need to know about. Cardi B teases a new track after previously blacking out her socials. This comes after her ex Offset took to IG encouraging her to drop her second album. The song appears to sample Missy Elliott's She's a Bitch.
She's a bitch. When you say my name, talk more junk, but won't look my way.
A Missy Elliott sample? If there's a Missy feature, now I may be able to forget the 6 years between this album and the first. Also teasing music is my girl, Chloe.
Love ya, love ya.
She posted a snippet on IG with the caption, FYS, what do you think it means? Guess right and I'll drop. New music and a riddle? I love this. Let me guess. Let's see, FYS. For your safety, feeling yourself. You! Did I get it? Finally, Charlie XCX has been teasing her sixth album like crazy, telling fans it's a club record and the album she's always wanted to make. and she shared a teaser for the first single, Von Dutch.
It's okay to just admit that you're jealous of me.
Which drops tomorrow. And now we know the album title too. Brat arrives this summer. It'll have 15 songs and a runtime of 41 minutes and 23 seconds. There's an average of 2 minutes and 45 seconds a song. Sounds like a musical whiplash to me, but I can't wait. And we love Charlie so much, we're honoring her at Women in Music. Let's learn a little more about the pop star.
This time I think it's like fully 100% Charlie XCX.
Billboard's Women in Music is honoring 2024's powerhouse, Charlie XCX. The singer first rose to fame in 2012 with some massive hits, and she's continued her rise throughout the years. This is Billboard Explains, the steady success of Charlie XCX. Charlie XCX has enjoyed some big hits on the Billboard Hot 100. She first burst on the Hot 100 in early 2013 with her hit I Love It alongside Icona Pop. It peaked at number 7. In 2014, she had a big year with two Hot 100 hits, Boom Clap, which peaked at number 8. And Fancy with Iggy Azalea. That song peaked at number 1 and spent 7 weeks at the top. She has 5 albums on the Billboard 200, including her second studio album, Sucker, which reached number 28. And her most recent EP, Crash, became her first top 10 album in 2022, peaking at number 7. In 2023, she had her first Hot 100 hit since 2015 with Speed Drive from the Barbie soundtrack. She hasn't put out an album or EP since 2022, and we can't wait to see what's next for Charlie XCX.
And now it's time to say goodbye. See you tomorrow for our TikTok chart reveal. I'm Tetris, and this is Billboard News.